Thank you. Hi at the top of the morning to you. And welcome to First Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, please know that you are welcome here. We have some announcements to get through this morning. I'm going to start with Amy.
Good morning, everyone, and coming to you on St. Patrick's Day in my blessed body sweater. throwing that out there. Saturday the 30th, at 11 o'clock, Church of Atonement is having an Easter egg hunt and pictures with the Easter Bunny. So if any families are interested, they are inviting us as well to join them. It starts at 11 o'clock. They're doing registration between 10:30 and 10:45. And also for FCC families, we will be having in April a family bowling night, and we are also participating in crop walk, so those announcements will be coming up as well. But Saturday the 30th at 11 o'clock is the Easter Bunny and Easter egg hunt at Atonement.
All right, Michelle?
I'm clearly not as tall. On Saturday, April 13th, the church is going to be heading to the Thunderbirds. I've had a wonderful talk with somebody from the Thunderbirds. For $20, it will get you into the game, as well as a hot dog and a soda. It is available to you, your friends, your family. We're all going to kind of sit as a group. There's a QR code so you can order your tickets. There's no extra fees, I asked. So you can certainly take one of these. I put a couple in the table in the coffee hour, but let's see how many people we can get. They've reserved us 50 seats, so let's see if we can surpass those 50 seats. It's open to anybody, so we hope that you can join us on the 13th for the game at the Thunderbirds.
It's certainly my intention to be there. Here's what we have going this week. So on Monday, we still have our soup lunch. We will need a few folks to help serve our neighbors. Usually Mamie and Julie are there. I'm not sure if Julie can come this week. So if we could have one or two volunteers, that would be great. And we would just need you from 11:45 to 12:45 if you can see me or Mamie before you leave here today. A reminder, if you would like to meet with me, the best, there are two ways to do this. Number one, if you call the office and let Cindy know, she'll reach out to me if I'm not here, because I'm usually between here and Southwick and then a few other spots. So, but mostly here in Southwick. The other way to do so is to please email me. If you use the email that's listed in the bulletin, that goes directly to me. I'm very happy to meet with anyone, and I will set that up. On Tuesday night, you could join me in East Longmeadow. I'll be at Birchland Park Middle School for a CPR course that is open to the public through the Timmy Strong Foundation. Tim Allen was my principal at Birchland Park Middle School, who suffered an almost life-ending heart attack at the age of 42, after he came in from a run. So it's not like he was sitting around eating fat, for crying out loud. I mean, my goodness, the man was the picture of health, but had a heart condition that led to other things, but CPR saved his life. So if you'd like to participate in that course, please see me. I can help you get registered for that. We will have our Bible study on Thursday, 2:30, right here in our parlor, and then at 7 o'clock out at Southwick Congregational. Friday this week is the last of our Lenten lunches. Is that correct, Carol? This is it. It's the last of our Lenten lunches. If you can assist, please see Carol. Cindy is in the office, and I believe there's a sign-up board that is out in this hallway here. So you can sign up there to help with the Lenten lunches. And then finally, the last announcement I have is for Saturday evening out in Southwick, it's pasta with the pastor. Say that five times fast and it'll never come out the same. But pasta with the pastor at 5:30, it's free. They will ask for a donation. You don't have to bring anything. Just come. Have a pasta dinner. They have gluten-free options for those who need those, and it'll all work out. Are there any other announcements this morning? Hearing none, let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship as found in your worship guide. New life rises.
That new life must first fall and die.
Sinful grains merely remain as they are unless they are released to the ground.
The grains of the earth that fall will multiply and nourish.
Come, die to the self and live a life of service to the living God.
And God will raise us up anew. Amen.
Please join in our opening hymn, Open Now Your Gates of Beauty, number 520 in the blue hymn book.
Life.
friends, Jesus reminds us that those who serve him will always have the assurance of his presence with them. Trust that you are forgiven, that new life lasts, and that Jesus abides with you. In the name of Christ, our sins are forgiven. Amen. You may be seated. Throughout history, there have been many people who followed Jesus. Do you know any of them? Do you know any of the people who throughout history may have followed Jesus? It's okay. Because you know what? Do you know what you're going to learn today in church school? People who followed Jesus. Some of them. You might even hear a little bit about St. Patrick himself. You might hear that. And you won't have to hear this terrible brogue when you go upstairs either. It's important for us to understand that for the last, 2,000 years, people have followed Jesus. And not that they just followed one person, they followed a message. And they followed the message to live their lives. And it tells us how to live our lives too. But we have to learn about it first. Because we can't just go, I'm going to live my life and go ahead and go along. We have to figure out how we're going to do that. So today, in your church school classes, that is where you're going to go. Who were some of the followers? How did they follow Jesus? And what does that mean for us here in Westfield in 2024? How does that sound? Okay, Judy wants to go. Judy can come to class too. Let's pray before we go. Good and gracious God, throughout the course of history, so many people have followed the way of you and your Son. Help our young people and their teachers as they go forth to learn to be true followers of you. Amen. And let's go to church school. Do not run me over. Here. Wait. See wood. Let us turn our attention to the Word of God.
Our first reading this morning is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sins no more. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
please join me in the responsive reading from Psalm 119. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble.
And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the peoples.
For he who avenges his blood is mindful of them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted.
Be gracious to me, O Lord. See what I suffer from these who hate me. You are the one who lifts me up from the gates of death.
So that I may account for all your graces, and in the face of those of Zion, rejoice in your deliverance.
The nations have sunk in the pit that they made, in the net that they hid, has their own food been caught. Own foot been caught.
The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from John's gospel. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks, and they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Many people in our congregation have taken some courses past high school. If not a college degree, then they've gone to trade school, or almost everyone has taken something else. And when those colleges and trade schools list courses, they have numbers attached to them. For example, if you were to study religion or a theology and had signed up for an introductory course, you may be in Theology 101 or Religious Studies 102. As the numbers increase, the level of difficulty increases. So if we looked at the Gospels, we might give a 101 or 201 or a 300 status to Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Together, we call these the Synoptic Gospels, as they are similar to each other. So that's your vocabulary word today, synoptic. Jeopardy, I tell you, we're going to win. We're going to win. The gospel that is not the same as the others is
John.
It's the one we heard today. If we were to take a course on John's gospel, it would probably be on the graduate school level and would be in a 600 level course. What brings John's gospel up to a higher level? While Matthew, Mark, and Luke were all written somewhere between 60 and 75 AD, John's gospel was written later. Scholars estimate that this gospel was written sometime between 90 and 100 AD for the audience of first and second generation Christians in Asia Minor. And the theme that comes through is Jesus as the Son of God. It's much different from the other gospels. For example, in John's gospel, we find events and words of Jesus that were not included in other gospels. And these include the wedding feast at Cana, changing water into wine, healing the royal official's son, walking on water, healing a man born blind, and raising Lazarus from the dead. These are only found in John's gospel. Many scripture scholars also note that John's gospel differs from the synoptic gospels in other ways. It covers a different period than the others. It locates much of Jesus' ministry in Judea. Judea was the region in the south part that surrounded Jerusalem, and portrays Jesus' discoursing at length on theological matters. While Jesus still uses metaphorical language to which his followers can relate, and it does involve things that no one else had ever heard. Well, why? Well, scholars believe that the first followers of the way had to become familiar with other things first. It's kind of like us, isn't it? And the younger people, I'm certainly not going to say this to the kids, they heard something different about people who follow. We're going to hear things on a different level. Why? Because we're ready for that. So what is said here with us is different than what we would use with Shay, or the third grade, or the seventh graders, or even the 10th or 11th graders. Something else that I'd like you to pay attention to is the phrase, "Very truly I tell you," or "Very truly I say to you." Scholars tell us that these words indicate that they are pretty close to direct quotes from Jesus. So let's hear some of these words that we heard in the gospel. Now that you know that, you'll listen and you'll hear things perhaps in a different way. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Do you hear that in a different way now? Hey, he really said this. I've been thinking about it. They're pretty sure. Here's what I would like for us to take away from this reading this week. As we draw near to Easter, the lectionary and the readings that I have chosen to bring forth from the lectionary give us readings that predict the end times of Jesus' earthly life. And today, of course, no different. If Jesus is the single grain of wheat that comes to an end but bears much fruit, it's in his followers, in his mission. It will be up to his followers, hey, that's us, to spread the good news throughout the world. What wondrous love is this? Throughout the season of Lent, season of love, as we called it this year, we have looked at various aspects of love that God has for us through Jesus. More than any other, his life was lived from the best kind of love, rejecting the shackles of this world and always looking to set people free for eternity. And through his ministry, he has already done so much to bring honor to God, but he knows that there is even more glorious work to do and that it will require even greater sacrifice. Go back to the first reading this morning from Jeremiah, where we hear that God's love for us is so great that, of course, our sins are forgiven. And God speaks to the prophet, I will be their God. They will be my people. This is part of the wondrous love that we receive from God. Wondrous love is manifested in the events that we will commemorate over the next few weeks. We shall recall Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem on what we now call Palm Sunday. On Maundy Thursday, we shall recall the mandate. That's where Maundy comes from. Mandate of service to others that Jesus gave us as he washed the feet of the disciples at that meal. We shall recall the sacred meal that has become one of our two sacraments in communion. And hopefully, all of us will spend some time in prayer and reflection on Good Friday, and maybe attend some sort of service at a neighboring church, if that is what you feel called to do. And then we wait. We wait in vigil. We wait in vigil to commemorate. I think I said this last year, but if you have an opportunity to attend an Easter vigil service at a neighboring church, more likely at Church of the Atonement or any of the Catholic churches around, if you've ever been interested in that, I urge you to attend. It's usually on Saturday evening after sundown. I want to warn you, though, you need to save about 2 to 3 hours. It's not quick, but oh, it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful, when it's done correctly, it's a beautiful service that commemorates the resurrection and brings you all the prayers of the ancient church from the first and second generation. All of this reaches its culmination on Easter Sunday. Remember, though, we can't celebrate the resurrection without going through the Passion of Christ. It is through all of this that we are witnesses to the wondrous love that is offered to us by God. Let us open our hearts to receive this wondrous love. Amen. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of the joys and concerns that we will include this morning in our prayer. And of course, we call to mind those prayer requests that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. May God be with you. Please pray with me. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your loving kindness, and in your great compassion, hear our prayers. We pray for the whole church, all leaders and ministers, and all the holy people of God. We ask that you wash all of us through and through, and cleanse us all from our sin. We pray for our nation, and for all the nations of the earth, and for all who govern and judge. We pray for those who hunger, those who thirst, those who cry out for justice, those who live under the threat of terror, and those without a place to lay their head. Make them hear of joy and gladness, and that those who are broken may rejoice. We pray for those who are ill, those in pain, those under stress, and those who are lonely. Give them the joy of your saving help and sustain them with your bountiful spirit. pray for those we have listed in our joys and concerns and prayer lists, for members and friends of our congregation, for Israeli and Palestinian citizens caught in the war, for Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Barbara, Anne, Jeff, Shirley, Anthony, Jeff, Dave, Dawn, Castle, Kathy, Shirley, Judy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Lindsay, Kurt, Ariana, John, Susan, Robert, Betty, Bob, Mark, and Bruce. We remember our friends in senior care facilities for Nancy, Joan, Betty, Bob, Barry, and Leslie. Lord Jesus, you taught your disciples that unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. As we prepare our hearts to remember your death and resurrection, grant us the strength and wisdom to serve and follow you, this day and always. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, as yeast rises to create bread, so do the rising of our gifts multiply the love of God and the life of the world. Give of your treasure, whatever it may be, however large or small, and trust that it will be used for the building of the reign of God that is emerging among us. Our morning offering will now be received. abundance you have given us and allow it to fall so that you may multiply it to give life to your world. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.